Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Good morning. Today is May the 2nd, 2020. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage with your co-host, Evangelist Missionary Terry Rogers, filling in for Dr. Maria Carey, who is president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries and who is celebrating her father's 90th birthday. Happy birthday, Brother William Carey. I have some announcements and some resources for food. Seniors, you can call 311 or 312-744-5000. Again, that's 311 or 312-744-5000. Now, this is for a food box in the Chicagoland area. For unemployment information, food, or shelter information, people can text 552-020 on your cell phones or go to the website, www.dhs.state.il.us/page.aspx. Now, the extended stay order has been extended until May 30th, 2020. If you need help in any kind, you can call. The call help is here. That's 1-833 to find help. 1-833-234-6343. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, Dr. Carrie would love for you to please consider giving a donation. You can do that by sending a check payable to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643, or send cash directly to the ministry via Cash App, $DRMCAREY, all the rest of that is lowercase 56. Again, $RMCAREY56. Any donations will be a blessing and help to further the gospel. Thank you. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. And let's remember, stay home, save lives. Tune in to hear a new exciting series of lessons for the month of May. The theme for the month is God's complete restoration. The lesson for today is persistence under pressure. Perseverance when it counts. Romans 5, 1 through 5, and this is the King James Version. Therefore, being justified by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because of the blood of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be ye of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Zephaniah 3:17, and this is the New Living Translation. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Let's look at some definitions. Pressure is continuous physical force exerting on or against an object by something in contact with it. The use of persuasion, influence, or intimidation to make someone do something. When you say under, it's preposition, noun or pronoun, expressing a relationship with another word. Controlled, managed, or governed by. Count. Count is a verb. Count is also used as a third person present. Take into account, to include. Be significant. When is an adverb, and when means at what time or on which, referring to a time or circumstance. Firm or obstinate continuance in a course or action in spite of difficulty or opposition. The continued or prolonged existence of something. And some synonyms are perseverance, tenacity, determination, resolve, resolution, resoluteness, staying power. Perseverance is defined as a continued forward moving or steadiness along a course despite any obstacles or resistance that come up against you. Persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Let's get into the text. Book of Romans. It centers on the gospel of Christ, Romans 1, 16 and 17. Paul is deeply concerned that his readers understand how a sinner may be received as righteous by a righteous God, and how a justified sinner should live daily to the glory of God. The Apostle Paul was intelligent. He was articulate and committed to his calling. Like a skilled lawyer, he presented the case of the gospel clearly and forthrightly in his letter to the church at Rome. Paul had heard of the church of Rome, but he had never been there, nor had any of the apostles. Eventually, the church was begun by Jews who it came to by faith during Pentecost in Acts 2. They spread the faith on their return to Rome, and the church grew. Although many barriers separated them, Paul felt hope abound with those Romans. They were his brothers and sisters in Christ, and he longed to see them face to face. He had never met most of the Christians in Rome, yet he loved them. He sent his letter to introduce himself and to make a clear declaration of their faith. After a brief introduction, Paul presents the facts of the gospel. This is 1 and 3. And declares here his allegiance to it. 1, 16, and 17. He continues by building an airtight case for the lostness of mankind and the necessity for God's intervention. That's 1, 18 through 3 and 20. Then Paul presents the good news. He prioritizes the good news. He made it plain that salvation is available to all. And this is still the same today, regardless of your identity, the sin, or a heritage. We are saved by grace, unearned, undeserved favor, unmerited favor from God through faith, complete trust in Christ and his finished work. Through him, we can stand before God justified, not guilty. 3:21 through 5:21. With this foundation, Paul moves directly into a decision of the freedom that comes from being saved, freedom from the power of sin. Perseverance is a key quality that every Christian needs in order to finish their life on this journey. As Christians, we face an incredible amount of hurdles, roadblocks, and resistance from Satan himself and those who follow him, because we all know that Satan uses those who will let him. No one is exempt. Perseverance can also be described as a steadfastness, determination, persistence, endurance, and immobility. These words speak of a person who is so driven by the grace of God, who is so full of the Spirit of God that they are immovable in the course of their Christian walk and the assignments and plans that God has for them. The Lord tells us in his word that we are to be persistent. We are to persevere, and we are to have steadfastness about us in order to keep the faith and receive our reward end of our time here on earth. Although the word perseverance is in the Bible, it usually uses very other words and analogies to explain the concept of perseverance. Some of the synonyms for perseverance are diligence, endurance, persistence, steadfastness, waiting, and sometimes even patience. Keep in mind that there are two-sided realities of the Christian life. On the one hand, we are complete in Christ when we are accepted with him and is secure. However, on the other hand, we are growing in Christ. We are becoming more and more like him. We feel both the presence of Christ and the pressures of sin. And sin is totally evidenced in the crisis in which we are going through right now. We're dealing with a pandemic that has changed the way that we see the world and how we interact with each other. This pandemic is not going away anytime soon. The reality of the fact is that sin has created this virus. There are various theories concerning this pandemic, this coronavirus, but ultimately we understand that the wages of sin is death, and the sin of mankind has literally created this element. We enjoy the peace that comes from being made right with God, but we still face daily problems that help us to grow. If we remember those two sides of the Christian life, we will not grow discouraged as we face the temptations and the problems that we're facing during this now pandemic COVID-19. Instead, we will learn the power of perseverance in time of trouble and how to lean on the power of Christ who lives in us by the Holy Spirit. We have peace with God, which differs from just peaceful feelings such as calmness and tranquility. Peace with God means that we have been reconciled with him. There is no more hostility between us, no sin blocking our relationship with him. Peace with God is possible only because Jesus paid the price for our sin with his death on the cross. Paul states that as believers, we now stand in the place of the highest privilege, this grace where we stand. Not only has God declared us not guilty, he has drawn us close to him. Instead of enemies, we have become his friends. In fact, his own children. John 15:15 and Galatians 5:4. John 15:15, the King James Verse says, "Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." Now, as Paul clearly states in 1 Corinthians 13, faith, hope, and love are at the heart of the Christian's life. Our relationship with God begins with faith, which helps us to realize that we are delivered from our past by Christ's death. Hope grows as we lean, as we learn all that God has in mind for us. It gives us the promise of the future. And God loves, his love fills our lives and gives us the ability to reach out to others. For the believers now in 2020, we are suffering, but our hope is in Christ. Paul tells us that this we must overcome. You say, how can we overcome? Overcome by, number one, we got to be persistent in our faith. Number two, don't give in to the pressures of having to stay home. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Number three, we are experiencing difficulties, but did you know difficulties helps us to grow? We can learn something out of this time of experiencing this pandemic. He tells us to glory in tribulation. It means rejoicing in suffering. We rejoice in suffering not because we like pain or deny its tragedy, but because we know God is using life difficulties and Satan attacks to build our character. How many of us can identify the character building within yourselves? Persistent under pressure, perseverance when it counts. Problems we've run into will develop our patience, which in turn will strengthen our character and deepen our trust in God, who gives us greater confidence about the future. You probably found your patience tested during this pandemic. However, we thank God for this opportunity to grow and deal with them in His strength. James 1, 2 through 8, and this is the New Living Translation, tells us, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Romans 5 and 4, and this is the New Living Translation. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. Remember the lesson on hope last week? We stated that hope is closely linked with faith, as hope expects fulfillment of what we believe for, is, or should be based on the various aspects of our salvation in Jesus Christ. In general, hope is the expectation of the fulfillment of God's promises. So we need not fear evil or this coronavirus. Zephaniah 3 and 17 states that God takes great delight in us, so we can't live in fear as the world does. But we know that God is a God of restoration. Therefore, we have these promises of hope. Hebrews 11 and 1, this is a new translation. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is evidence of things we cannot see. We have peace with God through our faith in Jesus. Romans 5 and 1, and this is the New Living Translation. Faith brings joy. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace. Peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. And we can be strong and immovable. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Perhaps in the text of Habakkuk 2 and 4, as it is used in Romans and Galatians, will give you a better understanding. The just shall live by faith. Therefore, our faith has overcome this coronavirus. As the world prepares to reopen governments and the economy, we must understand that restoration is a process. Tune in on next week as we continue with the theme of God's complete restoration. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for who you are. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of peace. You are majestic. Lord, forgive us of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, and God, even those that we willfully do. Lord, thank you for the lessons for this month, God's complete restoration. We know that no one can restore like you, God. We are thanking you for your persistence under pressure. Gives us perseverance when it counts. Help us to have courage to stand in a time as this. Lord, we trust you, and we will continue to seek your face and depend on you to see us through these perilous times. We have seen the damage firsthand that storms can cause in our lives. We know the destruction and devastation that they cause. If we can be honest with ourselves, at times it seems impossible that anything beautiful or good can come from such sorrows. We know within our hearts that this isn't the end of the story, that you have something far greater to come. God, thank you for your help in our time of need. We know that you are able and you are God, and you can do anything but fail. So on today, Father, our lives are in your hand. Hallelujah. Restore those that need restoration. Give us the perseverance that we need, and let us be persistent, Lord God, when it counts. Thank you, Father, for your grace is sufficient for all of your children, including those that are facing the coronavirus pandemic. Lord, we are all one in Christ. Lift us up, all those that are having to contend with so many dangerous situations. Look on the frontline workers and the backline workers. Comfort and strengthen each precious person who is suffering for righteousness' sake. And we ask that you would draw us very close to you so that we may serve as faithful witnesses, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all those who do not know you and bring glory to your name. Look on the listeners one by one, name by name. Open our understanding naturally and spiritually. Lord God, look on your people everywhere. Go and encourage the hearts of your people. Lord, and do what only you can do for them. Somebody need a touch from you. Hallelujah. Lord, look on your people that are suffering. Keep them in the center of your will. Lord, keep Dr. Carey and bless her in her endeavors to continue to get the word of God out. Lord, look on Brother Carey. Strengthen him. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Look on Mother Carey. We thank you for another birthday, 90 years young. Then look on the McAllisters, Lord God. Comfort their heart. Comfort the bereavement everywhere. And Lord God, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, you know what everyone needs, collectively and individually. Do it for them according to your will. As we have entered into the month of May, prepare us to be a sanctuary, true and holy, tried and true. Thank you, Lord. Complete restoration. We are giving you the glory. We are giving you the honor and all the praises in Jesus' name, because it all belongs to you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in this morning to Blog Talk, where Dr. Maria Carey is the host, and standing in today is yours truly, Missionary Terry Rogers. I pray that you heard something that will help you in this spiritual walk with the Lord. Tune in on next week. Same time, be blessed of the Lord and enjoy the remainder of your weekend. God bless.